Hello.
And welcome
to BB on Blast.
BB 23 edition. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Gaz.
And we are here to talk.
Oh.
We're talking like at the same time, like twins, finishing each other's sentences.
I'm John.
That's how in love we are.
I was about to say, we're here from a new location.
Ooh!
The new studio.
What do you think? What are the acoustics like?
Oh, yeah, that'll be revealing. I don't think they're bad.
No.
I think it's quite similar to where you used to live, because the ceiling looks about the same height.
Yeah, it's very similar. Mm. Difference is, it's my house.
All right, Danny Hayes. Yeah, you're right, it is your house.
It's good.
It's exciting.
Yeah, Towie's a bit pissy, but, you know, we're doing our best.
He'll get there.
He'll pull through, won't he?
Guess, well, it's that or go hungry, isn't it? What choice has he got?
So, yeah, it's good. I thought Big Brother was a bit crap this week.
Oh, my. I mean, I think the first episode was good. I think there's been some good gameplay in there.
Mm.
But I think that the production choices have been abysmal.
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did they not have enough footage of people actually talking about interesting things? That they had to put that Vita competition, which was like, line up these pictures and, oh, Derek so X's boring. Apple has been bitten in this one, so but boring. Not in that one. And I don't need to hear Hannah say it and Claire tell me about her logic and Kylan and whoever else.
My favourite part about that was I didn't make any notes for the whole time that was on.
I think I've actually got a few, but I just really wanted to be able to watch it in 5x speed, but I couldn't.
Mm. And for the first time this week, I felt like it was a bit boring. Like,
oh, predictable.
You're predictable, and which I hadn't been feeling, and I felt really bad for Claire as well. Really bad.
Because she was the next one being due.
Yeah, and she is being set up for a fall, basically.
Yeah,
same as Derek X.
As Derek X.
So I did feel bad, but
You must have been quite pleased to see Sarah Beth be taken down a peg or two.
Yeah. Oh God, she's annoying as hell. Her and Kylan, get in the bin. Have you seen this Kylan complains hashtag? Do you know about that?
No, is he a right moaner?
Yeah, he's a Karen on Twitter. He's like complaining about like
McDonald's or something.
Yeah, McDonald's and fucking Burger King. It's a lot of junk food in Kylan's diet. And
that's just surprising. Doesn't look like he eats junk food.
No, and just complaining about this, that, and the other. I personally thought it was quite funny. I still like
Kylan. Yeah, you can relate to that.
Yeah.
You're a Twitter complainer.
You've got to blow up this shit on Twitter. How is she going to get the customer service?
Exactly.
Got to do it.
When you get locked in the train toilet, you're going to tweet that.
I'm on your side, Kylan. Don't ignore these people. And then
I'm looking forward to him becoming like a consumer rights presenter when he gets out.
Imagine. There was something interesting I heard on the Julie Girl I was listening today, but I forgot what it is now. Maybe it'll come to me. I saw you said you were listening to them on the bus.
Oh my God, I was so drunk last night. Like, basically, for the benefit of the listeners, it was like a work function.
Mm.
And the champagne was flowing, and it was free-flowing. So I didn't say no to the top-ups, and then it was like afterwards, oh, let's go to the pub. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
And it just spiralled from there, and I was on the way home just in such a state, and it was so nice to hear that Julie Girl pod. It's familiar.
An anchor.
Yeah.
What time did you get home?
About 12:30.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But it was an event that started in the afternoon.
Oh, shit.
So that's dangerous. From 2, but I got there late.
I've never been to an event, a work event, that had champagne flowing, that's for sure. And I know you work in the same sector as me, so what the hell is happening?
I know. It's actually the second sector event I've been to which had a lot of champagne involved.
Mm.
One was sponsored, though, and this one, who knows, I'd rather not ask.
No. Mm. Well,
to be honest, I think it might have been the sort of thing where it's stumped. Is that the right word? Stumped up by a Trump.
By Trump. Fucking hell. Blood money.
By a trustee, sorry. I think, possibly.
Okay. It's always nice to have the Brent champagne on tap, isn't it? Dear me. Have you got notes? By the way, we haven't seen the eviction again. We like to watch the eviction together when we are here on a Friday.
And it saves us a bit of time.
Saves us time writing notes. Not very good for you to listen to, probably.
This is a nice new cable in the new
fancy,
house.
Fancy, isn't it? Oh, I've got a lot of new things. I've got a new kettle, new
glasses, curtains.
What do you think my curtain's? Gold.
Very nice.
Fancy,
like,
aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
What else I've got? Oh, I've got all sorts. So I'm living the high life now. I'm going to be hanging around with your sort much longer.
Make it end.
What?
Make it end. Today's been a struggle because I had to watch both of the episodes because I've not had time this week.
Oh, poor thing. Come on then, let's do it.
Okay.
Did you notice the announcer guy said it wasn't enough to prevent a Derek exit? That was one of my proposed titles before I fucked up our title last week.
Oh, never mind.
It was late and sure I was tired. Knows. I'm sure no one cared.
No, I didn't actually notice that.
Yeah.
Thing is, I watched this today with other people in the room, including my friend from work, and like he'd never seen BB.
Oh yeah, what did he think?
Well, he'd never seen US Big Brother but has watched Big Brother Nigeria. So we were actually talking about the format of that one. And apparently it's like similar, but it's a public vote at the end. So it's like HOHs, but at the end it's a bit like Australia.
Oh, like BBOTT.
But yeah, he picked up immediately what was going on. So
that's good. Clearly
the explaining bit really does work. Very casual.
It does work for people who've only tuned in for the first time. The rest of us is like 20 years later, shut up.
Well, yeah, it's a bit of like talking over this today, so I was a bit
Do you want me to lead then? Because you ain't going to have everything if that's the case.
All right, well, I've got Claire is happy, Tiffany is the HOH, and then she won't see the block.
I was worried Tiffany was going to put Claire out, weren't you? But I didn't think she would.
Because that's not the way the strategy works. You have to go on the block with your opposite.
Oh, that's it. I noticed when they picked up those envelopes in the back garden after Tiffany won, you know, they picked up the envelopes with the random bitcoins in. Did you notice what it said on the side of the envelopes?
No.
That's because you were watching on five times speed.
No, I wasn't actually. I wasn't.
It said, void if opened, like a lottery ticket.
Oh.
And it had like the little seal thing on it that you pull.
Mm.
I was like, ooh. I'd be tempted to open that. Just for the fuckeries.
Were they named or was that a random pick?
It was a random pick. Mm. Yeah, it was a random draw.
And then Kyland was... I don't know if you've got anything before this, but Kyland was quite emotional about Derek X going. He was crying a lot in the diary room.
Yeah, he was having a very odd kind of cuddle with... was it Big D? He was lying on the Big D's daybed... And had was it Big D? It was Big D's daybed, so I'm confused. And sort of had him round his neck, like a bit like Kylan was doing to Sarah Beth when I first spotted their liaison.
Yeah,
and was sort of crying like that. It was a very awkward angle there. Yeah,
that was Big D.
Yeah, very awkward angle. Kylan.
The headlock, sympathy headlock.
But then Kylan was like, nice to have a sympathy headlock, better than the usual sort. And yeah, Kylan's going, but you know, I'd do it again because it's good for my game, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was like so upset about it, but then was like, but actually I'm happy that he's gone.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, whatever, you can't have it both ways.
I'd do it again.
Maybe he can. So then Derek, God.
Flashback to Derek X's parting gift with the Nicole F game.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Hold on, I've got something before that. Big D said Derek X would understand when he watches back the show and sees what they were doing. He said...
Oh, I'm sure he'd be thrilled by it when he watches it back.
He said he'll watch it and he'll go, do you think he'll watch it and go,
Yeah, he'll watch it and go, what a fucking idiot I am for not playing the High Roller Room, which is just he's always going to feel about it forevermore.
I was a bit disappointed with the way that... the hob keeps making that noise. I don't know if it's dangerous.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, it is if there's a gas leak.
Oh, no. Is that bad? Have you had that before?
Is your ignition going off?
Oh, right.
Is it a gas hob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, because otherwise why would it have an ignition if it wasn't? No, it's fine as long as there's no gas around.
Oh, right, okay. what was I going to say? About Derek X. Oh, the Coin of Destiny. We'll come to that. That comp was shit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you mean?
Oh, he was saving it. He was saving up for the Coin of Destiny. Yeah.
When I actually saw the Coin of Destiny, I was like, this...
quite underwhelming.
Yeah, this should be something really good. And like, roll this along there. I was like, great.
Wasn't the Coin of Destiny. The actual Coin of Destiny was the thing they flipped.
With the slow-mo. Fucking... What was that fucking thing that she came out? That contraption.
The flipper machine.
That reminds me of... I play this... on this gambling site, that's a good game that... has like, because I got into my gambling over lockdown.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I ain't got a problem or anything.
Gambleaware.co.uk.
But there's this thing that they play and it's called coin flip. But they don't just flip a coin, there's like this contraption that does it. And it's obviously like more magnetic on like one side than the other, do you know what I mean?
Oh, they actually do it for real on a video?
Yeah, because it's like a live host. Yeah, like Brian Dowling used to do on The Mint, it's like that.
Yeah.
But they don't
HQ.
They don't just do like, that was good. Mm. Yeah, that was good. They don't just, yeah, do do it with a coin. They do it with this contraption. It's like, this obviously, like, some fuckery is going on there, because 9 times out of 10 it lands on the bad side.
Probably CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing, she had to, like, wheel it out. It looked like...
I was like, what's that?
You've seen the torture
device.
The dog out of Doctor Who, K-9, the robot dog. Oh, it reminded me of him. It just looked like it's just the same shape.
That'd be a twist.
Affirmative master. That's what he said. Basically, Sarah Beth was crying about the fact that Derek X went, you're playing a Nicole F game. At this point, I had to explain to Essay, who I heard around today,
who Nicole, like, F was.
Basically, she's just been compared to someone who everyone hates, and that's why she's so upset about it, because Sarah Beth was quite affected by that.
Even I had to explain who Nicole F was to Jack, even though we watched BB 16 in 7 hours, which Nicole F was in, and until I said, she's the one with the nostrils, he did not understand who she was. Okay. And he was like, oh yeah, the nostrils.
Yeah.
And that was when he remembered.
Well, so about Derek X, he's apparently a recruit.
Oh yeah, because so he didn't know the game, illicit, did he?
He didn't know the game. So it's funny that he's comparing her to Nicole F. And I guess that can only be from All-Stars knowledge.
Mm. Or something someone's told him.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think Nicole F was particularly... she wasn't a snake. She was a bit of a floater, I suppose.
I don't even really know what he was trying to say. Maybe you can enlighten me. Oh, okay.
Me either.
But anyway, Nicole F was visibly shaken by... Not Nicole F, sorry. I don't know how she fell. SB was visibly shaken.
Oh,
and then,
no. What are they saying about me? I've not been, brother. I'm not even on it this year. That was appalling. I apologise.
about that, Xavier said, oh, he put you on blast.
Ah, I like that. Mm. Always nice to hear blast on Big Brother, isn't it? And then Xavier said, oh yeah, I wasn't even listening to what he said. Wasn't even listening.
It's like when you meet someone new, you don't listen to their name. It's like, oh, speeches now.
Like when they explain a task and they put that music on. I'm like, you what? Wasn't even listening to a speech as someone was leaving. How disrespectful is that?
Well.
Plain rude.
Didn't really concern him, did it?
So then Sarah Beth, Alyssa, yeah, she's still there, and Xavier... Kylan put together an alliance called the Monarchy, or as we would say, the Monarchy.
Oh, I was going to say, why is it pronounced like that?
That's how they say it in America. What's wrong with that Meghan Markle thing I just sent you when you were on your way over?
Oh, God. So, apparently there's a Meghan Markle film, or Harry and Meghan film, another one, because we're crying out for that. And they've reconstructed a dream scene, which is basically like her... in the shoes of Diana, but like on the road,
her,
in the,
like,
car crash.
Dying in a crash, and then Harry wakes up and he's like, and then the Daily, which is absolutely disgraceful, by the way. Mm. And then the Daily Mail comments are like, how could they agree to be in this?
Yeah, some people thought they were actually in it. Definitely thought they were going to make money off
of
it.
How could they sign off? As if Harry would sign off on that about his own mum and his own wife. It's really bad. It's just. I think those comments got fake. Do you think they're a joke? That's what I used to always say to my friend Delali at work. Like, the comments are just fake, and she's like, they ain't.
There must be like a sort of HQ where they make them up and write them, don't you think?
I hope so. But then how do they get all those upward arrows as well?
It's a department for upvotes.
some scary shit there. Anyway, Xavier was the third nominee, and he said he's worried this week. But then he said, not in the diary. We did the whole, I'm worried. Because he said, I'm worried this week. And I said, what are you worried for? And then he went, not. I was like, so he did there.
X is doing a funny again. They were worried. And I think Alyssa was talking about this.
Alyssa.
They were concerned that Tiffany might put up the Three Kings, the original Three Kings.
Three Kings of Orient.
I think that's Sarah Beth.
One in a taxi, one in a car.
No, not really. I think that's Sarah Beth, Xavier, and Alyssa.
Yeah.
Why would Tiffany do that, though?
Well,
Xavier was already up, so...
Yeah, maybe just to get all the kings out. Get the kings out.
Yeah.
Get the kings out. You know, you've got to take out the king. That's the whole point in chess. No,
chess,
is it the king
it
or the
cards,
queen?
Wasn't it?
Never mind.
The queen's the most powerful in chess, I think.
There's a lot of creaking going out there. Yeah, but when you take the king, that's checkmate, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I thought checkmate just means you can't move.
No, checkmate means the game is over. You've got the king, and it's over.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I used to play chess.
You won't catch me on that balcony playing chess.
No, don't mind me. Bunch of crap. So then, I've got a fashion comment to make.
Yeah, is it Alyssa's referee top?
No, what was that? It was
a black and white stripy thing. She looked like the referee off Gladiators.
Oh, God. No, I missed that, unfortunately. Sarah Beth, so she's got her glasses. I need glasses on to demonstrate this.
Not the love hearts, though.
No, just her regular glasses, her clear frame ones. Oh,
her readers.
So she's wearing those, but she had her fringe. Her fringe is kind of like mine, like she's got long bits there, tucked underneath the glasses there. I've never seen that look before. What do you think? Hmm. Imagine I've got glasses and you've got your fringe like tucked underneath.
Yeah, well, it's hair coming out. It's very underneath. Neat and tidy. It's quite practical.
I'm not sure about that look.
I think that's part of like a sort of 90s aesthetic. Maybe.
Is it?
Maybe.
Ran was saying about the 90s because we were talking about the 90s on the pod last week. She said,
"Were we?" Always yeah, about she the said same stuff
because of the stuff Hannah wears and that. Ran said, literally everyone in America is dressed 90s at the moment.
Yeah.
And I said, to be honest, we never stopped. I don't think. Still the 90s in my head.
Yeah, most people it's not. Like, there's a very sort of like chic 90s resurgence, which I think is like Dua Lipa's probably part of it. And Charlie XCX and all those people. And sort of bringing it back, those like thin glasses and stuff. And
yeah.
It's sort of more, it's cooler than the 90s actually were. I feel like it's like the catwalk 90s.
I was going to say, the 90s was the best.
Yeah, but we were, like, kids, so we weren't really, like, dressing like...
I wasn't
like
a kid. I was a teenager.
Yeah, but were you wearing double-breasted jackets like Hannah?
No, I used to wear, like, my nightie out like Courtney Love.
Yeah.
And I used to wear those Spice Girls platform shoes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Even though I didn't like Spice Girls, I liked the shoes. Helped me see better at gigs. Mm. The Buffalo... what are they? Buffalo boots.
So I think they are called Buffalo, yeah.
See? We used to do that, all that shit. Anyway, that's irrelevant. So, Alyssa popped up on the screen. Oh, and Jack went, is she still in there? I thought that was worth saying. She is the most boring person on the fucking planet. Go away. Stop hogging airtime. Pops up on a screen. Fuck knows. My TV screen.
Maybe.
Kyland was offering to go up. Why?
Oh, to Tiffany.
Yeah, and then Tiffany said, if Alyssa wins... I'll say I'm putting Xavier up if she uses the veto. So if she uses the veto on Sarah Beth, Tiffany will threaten her with putting Xavier up. So Alyssa does not use the veto on Sarah Beth.
Okay.
I could tell you had no idea what I was saying.
Hang on, have we talked here about Hannah being guilty about putting Derek X up? Or is that coming up?
Oh, you're obsessed. Go on. Yeah, it probably is, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just... Hold on, I've got a bit more before that.
Yeah.
Tiffany went, this was for you, to Derek X. And I've put, you both just evicted him. Yeah, this must be the preamble to it. Tiffany and Hannah talking about Derek X.
Yeah.
Shouldn't I won this HOH for you. I'm sure he's thrilled. And then Tiffany said, the cookout was formed first, and we have unselfishly played for each other. She was trying to comfort Hannah.
Yeah, this was quite interesting. It was like, we've all got to go through it. Like, I've got to go through it with Claire.
Mm.
Derek X won. It's not Derek. Derek X hasn't got anyone. Sorry. Who else? Hannah. No. Who else has got?
Oh, fuck's
X
sake.
Has got to go through it with Alyssa.
Yeah. Who else has got other people? Sarah Beth and Kylan.
Yeah, and although... Then,
Big D and Arza had Brittany.
They're already pissed off at Kylan, though. Tiffany was.
Yeah, she didn't care about that.
But Hannah said, if it was not for the cookout, Derek X would definitely be a number one in the game.
Well, of course. Claire would be Tiffany's number one. It would be interesting if there wasn't the cookout to see how the game had actually played out. Don't you think? But I do...
At some point, maybe some break will happen. I think Kylan...
It can't.
Okay, it's going to lose Sarah Beth.
No, it won't happen now. The only thing we've got to look forward to is cookout turning on each other and seeing which one goes first. It won't happen now. It's too late. Claire's primed to go next week. If not, it'll be Alyssa. Then that's it. There's only one left. Only one Whitey left.
Perhaps Alyssa. I'm holding out for Alyssa to win HOH.
Oh, God. Hell no. So then I said, oh, why is Hannah crying? She shouldn't have sent him home. I started to get some of your sentiment in me there.
You're right, though.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to cry now.
No. And then I noticed there was a row of scrunchies on the bed, and I thought, is someone strategizing with those scrunchies? Because it looked like I had them laid out in a certain form, like Kylan and his sweets. Tiffany was then talking to Big D.
Oh, he was kissing her ass big time.
She was trying to smooth over when they had that argument, wasn't she? And she said, oh...
Well, he was too, I think. They were kind of acting like nothing had happened.
Yeah, she was like, we're like siblings, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, ugh. And
then, did she say that?
Yeah.
Not the same cloth.
From that old cloth. And then... And then Big D said, in the diary room afterwards, if it wasn't for the cookout, your ass would be done. Surprised he didn't call her a bitch while he was at it.
To be fair, like, they're as fake as each other to one another. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, he was kissing ass because she's HOH, right?
Yeah. Making out that he was really happy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've always had your back.
Yeah. Yeah, really, the interesting part is going to come when all the white people are gone and which cookout member wins... The first HOH when there's only cookout left.
Whatever.
Yeah, but what if it's Tiffany? You know, who's going to win that and who are they going to go after? But
that'll be fun.
But this was the thing I was going to tell you from Judy Girl. I'm glad I remembered now.
Yeah.
They said there's going to be a triple eviction coming up. And they said if there is a triple eviction, it's going to ruin everything because the cookout, it's going to be like from, I can't remember what they said, like from 7 to 4 or whatever. So it's not going to be like, oh, the cookout have made it to the final six. They're not going to get their moment to kind of celebrate we've made it to the final six.
Yeah.
Like, someone's going to go and then 2 cookout people will go. So it's
will
like...
Will that ruin our enjoyment as well?
Well, probably, because you won't get to
we
see
don't get the fight.
Yeah, you won't get to see the... I don't know, just the denouement.
The power struggle.
The denouement of the whole thing, you know?
What does that mean?
Like the ending, like the, you know, the crescendo of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, that'll be a bit of a wet fart.
Yeah, but I don't know if they will do a triple eviction. There's not many episodes left, though. This is like episode 22, 23, something. It's only 30 episodes.
Don't forget, we've still got the jury battle back to come.
No, I heard it's a pre-jury battle back and Frenchie's coming back in. I imagine. Apparently, this is another thing I heard on Judy Girl. They said that Big D was talking and he said, oh, I think Frenchie's going to win America's favourite player.
Is he serious?
He's deadly serious.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Having gone that early as well.
I mean, even not having gone that early.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Tiffany was trying to get Derek F to play the Coin of Destiny in this conversation.
Mm.
She was like, look, you've got to play this competition. You've got to take part. But like next week, you can do whatever you want. And that's why he was like annoyed because he was like, I don't want to be told what to do by Tiffany.
Yeah, again. So the next thing we have was Tiffany talking to Sarah Beth. And this was an interesting conversation. I thought Tiffany was really trying to put the frighteners on Sarah Beth. And she was like...
Oh, yeah.
She was like, oh, DX was my friend, so, you know, you've got to understand that I'm emotional. And she said, oh, it's like, you didn't kill me, but you cut off my legs. And then Sarah Beth goes, oh, sorry, I didn't realise doing that would be, like, cutting off your legs.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, I felt that was a sarcastic comment from her.
It was like Tiffany was pinning the blame all on Sarah Beth.
Yeah, but Tiffany voted Derek him out.
Yeah.
And Hannah did.
Good
so
game.
Fuck
good
off.
Good game, though. Good game, good game.
Good game. All right, Bruce. Yeah, I thought Tiffany was enjoying that, having that power over Sarah Beth there.
Tiffany really sort of... I think it was the outfit, the hair. Mm. Like, she just looked like she meant business.
Yeah.
She really sort of lent into this HOH at the start.
She had the business suit on.
Sarah Beth said it's not exactly true that she didn't send Derek X home to weaken Tiffany's game.
Oh, yeah.
In the diary room.
Yeah. But then she was like, it's kinda, weren't she?
That she kinda did.
Yeah. And then Tiffany said she was gonna think about what's best for her moving forward. Those aren't words you ever wanna hear. So then Tiffany got her HOH room.
I think I've got here is that she had Beyonce on her iPod Shuffle that they were all quite excited
about. Oh, did
she? Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I was surprised Tiffany's son was like, is he nearly a teenager? For some reason, I thought he was little. I don't know why.
Because you were calling him baby Christian, that's why. yeah, he looked like a sort of mid-teens.
Yeah, but he looked quite sweet. And then there was something about Tiffany's gran or some shit. Like
oh,
that.
Mama Pat.
That was it, Mama Pat. We like the token family members, don't we?
Yeah, Mama Pat, Grandpa Lou.
Oh, yeah, this is the thing I missed, and Grandma Lou, holler. This is the thing I missed, and I bet you fucking missed it too if you've not got anything. Everyone was very excited about something that, oh, it must have been the Beyonce thing.
Yeah.
I missed it. I've said over it, and everyone was excited about a snack Tiffany got, but I missed what it was.
Just, it was a Beyonce.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, yeah. Mama, Pat, Tiff's gran who raised her. Okay. Oh, so then the next thing that happened was Sarah Beth took her campaign up a notch. I do admire Sarah Beth going up and trying it a few times.
Yeah, she tried it.
She said she went up and grasped the Tiffany about Alyssa.
Oh, she's a liar, she yeah. said.
She said, oh, I didn't want you to think I have loyalty to her. I do not. What did she say Alyssa said about her?
Yeah, I've just got that as well. She said, I don't want you to think I'm loyal to her. Yeah. I'm not. And I've written, it was something like the monarchy a minute ago. You just set up and they put in.
It was something like Alyssa pulled a face or did something when you did something, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, but no, it was that Alyssa had told Sarah Beth that Tiffany was pissed off about something. Because it flashed back to it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we like a flashback. I don't know.
Whatever it was, she was painting out to be a liar.
And then in the diary, and Tiffany was like, ooh, Alyssa got so far under the bus, she's in the ICU right now.
Yeah, she's thrown Alyssa under the bus so bad she could be dead.
That's what she said to Hannah. What she said to Hannah afterwards. So what did you think of this choice? Tiffany, during the nominations, wearing the HOH robe.
Oh, yeah, now you say it was the red robe, right?
Yeah.
I hadn't really realised, but I mean, why not? It's a look. You get given that robe.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a bit, you know, lording it over people? What next? Wearing a crown?
Well, it's hardly, Dustin. Like a cloak. It is just
a dressing gown. what do they call it? A robe. A
bathrobe.
I want to know something or pontificate about something.
Mm.
The HH robe, do you get that one and do you get to take it home with you? Or is it the same one they wash every week?
No, because I think it has their name embroidered.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and they get a different colour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack said it's not normally red. And I said,
she got red. I think Sarah Beth had like white.
Oh, because I said, I told Jack Ron then, because I said, oh, I think it's different colours, different seasons. But
no, they just got to showcase the and the variety of colours you can buy on the CBS website.
Can you buy one?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
Okay.
Listeners, hook me up. I want one. I want a lord around the house like that with my veto around my neck. I've got the HH and the veto, bitches. The golden power of veto, don't less. So, who did she nominate? What did she do?
Well, X was on the block regardless because of the punishment from last week's task. And then Kyland went up first.
Pre-agreed. Off.
And Sarah Beth was sitting there, like, twitching, because I think she thought that perhaps she'd managed to get her to the target Alyssa, and then it came out as Sarah Beth.
Mm. Tiffany told Sarah Beth afterwards that Kyland is the target, and Sarah Beth said, I really appreciate how candid you've been with me.
That's good.
She hasn't really been that candid with you, to be honest.
Tiffany said about the nomination that they are a powerful duo in the house, and that she had to make the optimal move to propel herself forward in the game, I think she said.
Goodness.
Talk
dirty to me, Tiffany.
Did you notice that Kyland was making food with rubber gloves on?
No.
Blue gloves on.
Was he?
Yeah.
What, like the thin plastic ones?
Yeah, like the people in the Subway wear.
Oh, yeah, was he? Why? Yeah.
Sometimes people use that so that their hands don't smell of onions or chilies whatever, or if you want to touch meat.
Okay.
Big D was wearing them as well later in the episode.
Really? That was just for sexual reasons, I think. Oh, yeah, so the Coin of Destiny, they was explaining it. I realised it's like the invisible fucking HOH. Shout out Victoria.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
But
how did Victoria get that?
Did we give it to... No, she won that. She was very good. It was the Counting Rocks. It was the Counting Rocks task. Oh, bloody hell,
that's well remembered.
And she fucking turned around at one point and took some prize or something, and then she still won the fucker. God knows how. Yeah, but I wish they did the CGI like on Canada. Oh. What do we get? Nothing. It's Claire, fucking hair all mad in the diary room.
And also, like, the distorted voice. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
I sadly evoked a victim.
But the one thing I was happy about was Tiffany was safe either way. Even if she gets dethroned, she's still safe. So it wasn't like you could take
the HOH
and put her up. That would be a bit unfair.
There's a line, isn't there, with a twist?
Yeah, you've got to draw the line. The line in the sand. Ours's buns are cute, I've said. She had little bun pigtails.
Yeah, my Dan said they were lopsided, though.
Oh, well, no need to bring it down like that. so then we found out who got Bitcoin. Yeah, voted. What the fuck are they called? BB bucks,
not Bitcoin.
from the public, and he got what in their envelopes?
Any surprises for you this week?
Everything's a surprise. So there's no point saying this ones they got randomly. Let's just say who they got for the public. Arza got 50, Xavier 75, Alyssa 75. Fuck off.
That's a surprise.
Have
I got this right? I think Hannah got 100.
Hannah got 100.
Tiffany as well, right?
Even after what she did to Derek X.
I know.
Tiffany got 100. Kylan got 50. Sarah Beth says, oh, I know America doesn't like me. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, you've not done much to endear yourself to them.
No, so. Cheating on your girlfriend and evicting baby D. How dare you? She got 50. Big D got 75. At least he didn't get 100 this time.
Oh, I thought he might have got 100. I wasn't sure, but I was going to
check. No, he got 100 in his envelope. Before this, go on.
Is it Hannah's realisation? Yeah, go on. Hannah was smart.
Yeah, this was good. This was good.
Because I don't think Tiffany clocked this one. No,
this was good.
She was basically like, if we get Hannah,
mm.
no, if we get Claire to play,
yeah.
and she wins it and becomes HOH, she can't play next week, and therefore
we can just bigger chance her.
Of a cookout
mm.
being able to win, and basically, yeah, slipping the last few members out the door.
That's quite
heartless, sorry.
Isn't it?
Well, Hannah's a bit like that.
Mm-mm, so we've seen. Mm. But I was thinking, I was confused because I thought, well, what the fuck is the benefit to Claire playing? She knows Tiffany's HOH and Tiffany's her friend, but then I realised...
To do Tiffany a favour.
Yeah.
Keep and she, her nominations.
Yeah, so. And she was worried someone might overthrow Tiffany's nominations and put her anonymously. But at first I couldn't work out what the benefit would be of Claire
yeah.
doing it, but then I was like, okay. But it's a bit shit being invisible at HOH because you don't get...
Get the robe.
Did you get the invisible robe or?
Yeah, invisibility cloak.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah. good. That might be better actually. Although difficult to take photos of when you sell it on eBay.
And on the iPod Shuffle, you just get white noise.
so then we had the Coin of Destiny. Go on. What were your thoughts on this?
The drama that the way they did that slow motion of the. The flip,
mm.
and everyone's face is like, oh.
Hold on, what about the rolling first? What about the actual comp?
Oh, the comp itself. Yeah. Oh my god, Claire was a bit like...
oh, she was doing terrible, like, wasn't she? She's
launching these coins down this thing. Big D...
Threw it, didn't he?
Tried to throw it.
Mm. Although he still won it, didn't he? Oh no, Claire won it. But they only got like 2-1. Oh, fuck. Sorry, listeners. Gaz come round at about like 10 o'clock on time.
It's been a tough day.
In fact, you're lucky to have this podcast at all, because you very nearly didn't.
Tiffany and Hannah basically convinced Claire, right?
Mm.
I think as a means of removing Sarah Beth from power as well, was
but,
it?
Yeah,
was
but it? Sarah Beth didn't... No, Sarah
she
Beth
didn't have the money, but she made out like she might play.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Why was Derek F trying to throw it? Just so that he could possibly be HOH next week?
Because I think he just had the coins and it was the last chance to use them, so I think he just wanted to spend them. Yeah. Spend.
Do you know what I think they should have been able to do?
Mm.
That people voted out should have been able to give their coins to other people. Oh,
I heard someone else say that on a podcast, actually. Really? Yeah. Yeah, that is good. They've done that before. Oh, they Bitcoins. Did that with the big coins, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah, they did that. Yeah, they should have done that. I don't know why they didn't.
I think it's Derek X would have given them to Hannah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind that. Although he would, when he watches back.
Yeah.
And goes, oh. So here I've written, what is this contraption Tiff is wheeling in? We later found out it was the coin flipping.
They should have put Christmas's wheel effect on that.
Yeah, they should have. the slow-mo I did enjoy. Did you?
I mean, it added to the drama because it was obviously so quick. The way Tiffany pounded that launcher, it was like, bang. And it looked super light.
Mm.
It looked actually like it was a piece of cardboard. It was like,
It probably was.
Probably.
And so... Claire won and Tiffany was dethroned and I was just like, oh, Claire, you've really fucked your game up here.
Doesn't know it, though.
I know. That's the worst part.
It's quite magical gameplay, though, for someone to really be oblivious.
Yeah, I mean, they've missed it a good and proper. I said, it's a shame we don't get to see someone really put up people anonymously, a la Victoria, because it was sort of like this is why I found it boring, because it could have been a good twist, but it was because they'd sort of fixed it, the fix was in with Hannah and Tiffany, there was no drama. Like, it, say, Alyssa had won and put up two people anonymously. Like, we'd have no idea who she was going to put up. Or Azza had won and put up two people. Azza could even put up cookout people if she wanted, anonymously.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been spicy.
So it could have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it sort of played out as we thought it was going to. Yeah. There were no surprises.
Yeah. Which is kind of a metaphor for this season, really. But I am personally enjoying this season a lot. But I think there have been a few predictable weeks in the middle, haven't there? But I'm hoping the end is going to be a bit more lively.
Isn't that always the way, though?
Yeah, I mean,
and
God.
At least the Alliance in Power is likeable.
Normally the whole fucking thing is predictable, so I'm happy to have a few weeks where it is. Claire is getting fucked. Kind of painful to watch.
She came up on the screen and they called her the secret HOH.
Mm.
And Essie, who I was watching this with, goes, oh, I thought it said secret ho. I thought that was a sex worker thing for a minute because that was her job title.
She's a fucking AI engine.
Yeah, I thought that was some weird sex worker thing.
I'm getting more of a sense of what BB Nigeria is like now.
he said that they're very much like they broadcast all the sex.
Oh, do they? Yeah, they don't do that on BB US. No. Family friendly, isn't it? Yeah. So, but then I thought, oh, maybe there could be a bit of intrigue, because I thought if someone wins the veto, Claire decides who to put up as a replacement, right? She must do, because she's the new HOH. And yes, she could theoretically, invisibly, anonymously put up someone interesting, but
yes,
then I realised that ain't going to happen. Tiffany's going to tell her what to do, and that's the end of that.
And that was the end of that episode, right?
See what you did there.
Would you like to take a break?
Yeah, I need a comfort break.
All right. We'll be back after this.
So you're back. Missing some comedy gold in the break here about resuscitating cats.
Would you hug a dead cat?
We would not. So the veto.
God, this episode was
filler. Oh, it was shite. Who said this? Claire, was it the announcer guy? Claire is controlling the house completely from the shadows.
I'm not sure about that. No. Oh, invisible HOH.
Incorrect. Kylan says, bracing for the impact of a bat swinging at your face doesn't make it hurt any less.
Profound. That's my tattoo of the week.
That is. Mm. I think bracing for the impact would actually make it hurt more.
Because you're rigid.
Yeah, if someone just came up to you and did it. Boom. You'd be like, oh, shit, what happened? But if you were, like, bracing for it, it would hurt way more.
Yeah, I think you're right. So. Well, I did say it doesn't make it hurt any less, and that's still technically true.
Anyway, you might wonder what on earth he's talking about there. He's talking about Sarah Beth getting the chop, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because he's, you know, in love with her and that. Can you stop jingling that bell? Because it's annoying on the pod.
Has he got new bells? Oh, I've got a lot of bells on there. Is that a bone collar? Yeah. That's for a dog.
Well, you know, cats like bones too. He's got mushrooms on his actual collar. Tiffany wants the house to think she's the secret HOH, so no one gets in Claire's ear. That was it. And Claire was sort of going, is this good for my game?
She said that in the diary room, but she was into it in the house. And I thought she really was into it.
But then, you know, what's the point of having power if you're not going to throw your weight around?
Well, Claire was like, I do want some credit for this.
Mm.
And I don't want this to look like Tiffany's move. Well, you made the same move, so...
Yeah, it is Tiffany's move. Mm. Yeah, she said she wanted some credit.
SB was crying.
Oh, this is so annoying.
Wait, so we've seen the invisible nominations. We must have done.
Yeah, we've seen them.
The end of the last episode.
Oh, it's the same again. Doom.
I don't know why we glossed over that at the end there, or I've just glitched.
Yeah, just got the idea of that, didn't you?
SB said, even anonymously, this is the shot people want to take. You should probably do the SB voice. And then did she say, let's not flatter ourselves to Kylan, we're just not liked. Is that what she said?
Yeah, Kylan went, we're too good. And she went, no, we're just not likable. And he went, don't you think? He was like, don't you think Derek X was likable? Don't you think someone else was likable? And she was like, yeah, that's the problem. I evicted Derek X and now I'm not likable.
Mm.
It's like, it's not about being likable.
You've been acting not likable in the diary room as well. That's just why she feels a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
on
when
edge
she was
now,
going like to the public, oh, fuck you, America. I don't need you. Yeah.
You can stick your big bucks up your ass, whatever she said. And like, sorry, America, but I'm taking out your boy.
Yeah, fuck off. If you can't give it out, you don't take it. Say it to my face, Sarah Beth. Oh, you did, and we didn't like it. You ain't going to be America's favourite. French has probably got more chance of winning it than you fucking have.
I've got a potential title already, by the way.
Oh, nice.
But we might need to reference what happened in the podcast in order to make it work.
Okay.
But when Sarah Beth was talking about this, she was like, she said she wasn't sure if them being up was even strategy.
Oh, that
maybe it's just they don't like
her. Just personal, yeah.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then she doesn't know what she could possibly do.
Yeah.
And she went, if I get house guest choice, I don't even have anyone to pick. Like, yeah. There's no one I can pick to have my back.
Yeah.
And then she went, oh, well, que sera, sera. Yeah. Right? And they translated that as what will be, will be.
Yeah.
But everyone, you don't need to translate que sera, sera. Yeah, because que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. And I think there's a title in there somewhere.
The future's not ours to see.
Sarah Beth.
Just for the listeners, I'm drinking wine, Gaz isn't drinking anything, and that's probably a problem. Got to have a look. That's good, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the working title now. And she goes, oh, unless I'm just completely missing something that's going on in the house. Yeah, you're completely missing something that's going on in the house.
Alliance.
She said she was concerned people aren't playing strategically. Yeah, you ain't. Everyone else is. And then I've written, God, her whining, why don't you just shut up? She was whining, wasn't she? She's like, I'm on the block.
She was very, Kyle was trying to console her, but she was really not having it.
No, they're both together, they have, I want to say bad energy, but that's not my sort of terminology. But
bad
just,
juju.
Yeah, just like, ugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bad vibes. You could say bad vibes, no?
No, I don't think I'm too old to say bad vibes.
Oh, okay.
So we had the veto. Oh, this fucking veto.
This player pick. X was, like, thrilled because he picked Alyssa, who was celebrating playing for the sixth time. I don't know why she won anything. Sarah, maybe she did. I think she did, actually, once. Sarah Beth wants to pick Derek F because she can beat him. I was interested to hear her say that out loud. I think I want him because I can beat him.
Yeah.
However, she picked Claire.
Mm.
And then Kylan picked Hannah.
Mm. And then meanwhile, Claire was talking to the cameras and she said, I said, kind of like Claire, isn't it? You can't see that, listeners, but she's a bit like that, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a bit like that.
She's like, her hands everywhere. I'm, she's like, you know, do I even want to evict Sarah Bev? Like, is that the best of my game? And I thought, oh, is Claire actually going to do something different? Is she? Mm. She got picked for the veto. She could win the veto, couldn't she?
Did we see who won the veto? Yeah. We didn't. It wasn't her, was it?
No, it weren't her, no. Claire has got very...
I felt like we wasted a lot of time on Claire in the run-up to the veto and watching her play that thing. It's like, don't give us all this airtime and for nothing.
Could just give us the hair time, Claire. Claire has got very long hair. She's got very long arms, big hands. Just everything about her is
giraffe-like.
Long. Ooh. Goodness. Giraffe-like. She's an imposing presence. In a good way.
Claire said that SB isn't the best person to leave for her game. She did say that.
Yeah, that's, I know. I just said that part. I said, but she will still do what Tiffany tells her, I reckon. Oh, no.
Oh, Hannah's got a surprise for everyone. Oh, no. Come to the living room.
Oh, no. We've not had much of this season. We only had the American Red Cross. That was it, didn't we?
Well, I preferred the American Red Cross, to be honest with you. Ben Platt on Coronation Street?
That's David Platt. This is Ben Pratt.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Platt.
Oh, could have been. Have you ever heard of Dear Evan Hansen?
No, but Dan had, apparently. It was a stage show and he wanted to see the stage show.
Oh, Claire was like, oh, if you haven't heard of Evan bloody Hansen, you haven't lived. The diary room. It's like, oh, one person's heard of this shit. So then the veto, Let's Go Squirrels, I've written. Squirrels.
Why is it called Benny, that squirrel?
Oh, I don't know. That's just his name. I've written here, what do they have to do again? Question mark.
It's that typical bring the photos out, look at what's
happening.
They
did this last year, didn't they? Do you remember someone really fucked it? They just couldn't get their head around it. I think it was either Cody or Enzo. Just didn't have a fucking clue.
Enzo, no?
Probably Enzo, yeah, to be fair.
It was called BB High School Hijinks. It's just lacking all the hijinks.
Mm. Well, I've put, when did they pose for these photos? Because, I mean, obviously they didn't pose... Yeah, but they didn't pose for, like, the apple and shit. They just superimpose that crap, don't they?
They must have got them to hold their hand so it looks like there's something can be in there and they just put it in later.
Can you imagine that? Them posing for this shit and then they see that. It's like... Weird.
That's part of the pre-show commitment. Hijinks. Yeah, like,
high school DVT, hijinks.
Can you stand like this? Can you do a sad face? Can you do, like... I've just had a scientific beaker explode in my face.
Yeah, can we make this into a non-fungible token? You never know.
Forgot about that.
I've written down a choice quote from this Vita comp. Travis's explosion must break Whitney's flute. We were. Indeed. It's how we like that one. This VO is boring, is the next thing I've written down.
Oh, God, so boring. Claire making a meal over it and I've read incredibly boring. Kylan does tap in just in case. He kept saying, like, just in case. Like, as if, like, I'm not stupid. Like, I'm doing this just in case.
Alyssa said, oh, it's nice to see Christian again on the pictures. Does she ever say anything that don't involve Christian? I wish Christian was there and not her.
Alyssa thinks she could be a replacement nominee.
Mm. Yeah, well, she definitely could.
I've written, are they struggling for content? Hannah did the splits. That was the most interesting thing.
Oh, I didn't. I don't remember seeing that.
Because she's a dancer, you know.
Mm.
I put SB appears quite fast. Even she said, really, when she got it right.
She did seem quite fast, didn't she?
But they wanted us to think that.
Yeah, they're tricking us.
SB was fuming when Hannah took the lead when the times came out from Kylan.
Mm.
And then... Xavier took over 8 minutes, but he actually wanted to win this and take himself off. Oh. Or was he, again, he said that he wanted to win it, but was he, did he fuff it? I mean, or,
I think
what's
he
it called when you throw it?
I think you fluff it, that's something else.
I'm over.
I think he wanted to see Dear Evan Hansen, or either that or he really didn't want to see it, one or the other.
Well, he did see it, and he looked quite bored.
I'm not surprised, looked absolutely shit. I ain't seen TV for 2 months, so I have to watch that crap. It's like, Jesus.
The other three liked it, but Xavier just seemed unconvinced.
They were all crying their eyes out. It must be a depressing film.
So, SB got 5 minutes and 22, but Hannah was the winner, I don't know how little she did it in.
Me either.
She wants to take Xavier off the block, she said.
This is when Kylan was trying... No. Yeah, Kylan was trying to convince Hannah to use it on him.
Yeah.
And this is when Tiffany started getting...
That was part of a plan to save Sarah Beth, though, but I'm not really sure how.
But you're not allowed to save Sarah Beth. The pact is you sit on that block with your... you told me this earlier.
Get your ass back on that block, Kylan.
So then, when they were watching that film, I noticed Kylan has his arm around Sarah Beth. I noticed he's had her in a headlock most times when you see them.
Yeah.
Jack said it's disrespectful to her girlfriend. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's Sarah Beth. It must be
quite uncomfortable for her to watch.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to see Jack with his arm around someone's shoulders in there. You know, especially...
Would it be like Jack having his arm around a boy?
Oh.
Would it?
Mm.
No. Not necessarily. No. A girl with a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, a girl with a that's too confusing. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. We need the red string to get us back out.
So, Derek F. was upset because he didn't get to see that film.
Oh, yeah. I've put Big D pretending he wanted to see that. It's true.
It's Xavier pretending he liked the film.
It's so phony, those bits where they go, this is the best film ever. It's like, stop.
What I don't like is, like, when they show clips of it, they show it on the TV, on Big Brother's TV, in your TV. Why not just put show it the clip full screen it. In our TV?
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
That's completely... Oh, I suppose if someone, like, changing channel and they might think that film's on and they want you to know it's Big Brother and not that film, which is worse,
you know? Do not adjust your set.
So then... Kylan was trying to fish that Claire was HOH. Tiffany was annoyed that... Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, fish out, you know, uncover it. Tiffany was annoyed that Kylan was trying to save Sarah Beth. Oh, in the diary, and Tiffany said, shut the fuck up, Kylan.
Yeah, she did.
Woo! Which, anyone think she was that Jack Jellyfish? Wash your mouth out.
Who's Jack Jellyfish?
That fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, the Jack Jellyfish. Yeah, I'm so Jack. Xavier, oh no, sorry.
Claire... I heard some people on other podcasts saying, is it really him as well, so...
Well, they actually questioned, they're theorising yeah. the sarcasm.
No, they were actually saying it.
Oh, bloody hell.
It wasn't Judy Gill or Rob as a podcast.
Claire tells Tiffany that Kyland is pushing for the veto to be used on him. Okay, that's why. Mm. That's why she knew about it. But then he did come to her, right?
Oh, fuck. And Tiffany was like, oh, she was talking to the camera. She's like, do you not trust us? And then Kylan, like, walked past.
Yeah.
And Jack's like, she's too cocky. She shouldn't be talking to the camera like that.
They're
she's
all stupid come and for stuck, doing that.
Do a cliff hog.
Use the diary rooms. What it's there for.
Mm. Yeah, but they don't show that shit in the diary room. Tiffany wants that shit seen on the live feed.
Mm. Yeah, good point.
So then Kylan went to ask Hannah to use the veto on him. And Hannah was like, I'm confused.
Yes, yeah, she did say that.
And she was rather annoyed about it, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, the logic was, oh, well, Sarah Beth will feel better because if you take me off the block, I'll be able to give her a sympathy vote and then she won't go out with a clean sweep and that's why I want to be off the block.
That was the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard, don't you think? Wants to come off the block to give Sarah Beth a sympathy vote. My arse.
That was some sort of plan to get Sarah Beth safe as well. Yeah. I don't really know how.
It was, because once Kylan comes off the block, he can campaign to get, Xavier say, Alyssa up. Or probably not Xavier, but Alyssa up or Claire up, because he doesn't know Claire's HOH.
Wait, there isn't a replacement, is there? Was it only because Xavier was a punishment, that's why he's not replaced? That's why, isn't it? That's why. There would have been a replacement if
Xavier
it was...
did get replaced, didn't he? Or no? No, he got took off. Oh, and then that was it.
Yeah, because he was a punishment.
Got you. Hannah is annoyed as she has been playing for the six and she thinks Kylan is being selfish.
Yeah, Hannah thinks Kylan wants to flip the target. So she's quite astute, Hannah.
Flip that HOH. Yeah, I think she's like got a degree in something fancy. She's no fool.
Strategic game playing.
Do these flowers smell funny?
I can't smell.
They're going a bit off. So then, I enjoyed the three people squeezed onto that chair on the block.
They look so weird. I've so written that awkward. As well.
So Hannah used the veto on Xavier. And then the only other thing I've got from the end was Sarah Beth said, I didn't come here to hang out with my best friend. I came to play the game. Best friend, Miles.
Hannah said, sorry, Kylan, but in no universe was I ever going to use the veto on you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been spending a little bit too much time with Sketch B. SB.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Yeah. Wasn't that good. Wasn't that good a line, was it? We write that one.
Sarah Bitch would have been better, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sarah Beast, they said before. That wasn't that great.
No.
Sarah Meth. Anything else?
Tiffany is pissed at Kylan's selfish move.
Mm. Tiffany's always pissed at something. Big D, Kylan, anyone not doing what they're told, basically.
She had a good week, though.
Yeah. Oh, you liking her again now?
Ish. Now she's got the power. I thought she was alright.
Oh.
You know me. Fair weather fan.
What a turncoat. So who do you think's going home? Who's actually on the block? Sarah Beth and... Is it Kylan? Oh, well...
Obviously, Sarah Beth.
But that's what makes it a bit boring, doesn't it? Because it's so obvious. There's no intrigue. There's been no intrigue for, like, weeks now, has there?
Let's watch if they try to lead us down the
wrong track. Oh, come on. On the one hand, but on the other, you never know. Mm.
By the way, I have blocked and muted the hashtags.
Yeah.
Yet, when you're on Twitter, it still goes trending for you.
Oh, yeah. Topics, recommended big brother, for you.
And I'm like, I literally told you not to show me this shit.
It's the worst. It's like the ones that always get recommended to me is, my dad didn't have the vaccine and now he's got COVID. It's like, why are you recommending that to me?
Dies.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Regrets not having the vaccine. Yeah, it's like,
I didn't search for anything about COVID ever on Twitter, so fuck off and leave me alone.
Actually, I see that stuff in Apple News.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell. Fuck off. Yeah, but it's even... It's even worse when you got it muted, though, and they do that shit. What are they thinking? Stop.
It doesn't make sense.
It's out of order. What's wrong? Are you saying hello to the listeners?
No, he's saying, I hate it here.
Yeah. I want to go home. Silly boy. Anyway, we're going to watch the episode now and you're going to suffer through it with us once again. Be right back. Right. Yep, right.
Let's keep it going.
We're here to watch the episode.
Sorry if I'm a bit flat. I am very hungover today, everyone. Just look, to let the listeners know I'm suffering.
Look, it's fine. We're doing our best. Oops. Oh, dear. Bear with.
We've got technical troubles now.
What's going on?
I'm sure I had something to tell you. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about ABBA?
Oh, yeah. I heard one of the songs. I thought it sounded quite good.
I've not heard the new songs, but yeah. I want to go to this digital concert. Oh, yeah.
Why aren't they performing as themselves? Because they're too old.
Because they're old and... They're basically like recreating themselves in their prime. It's the 70s ABBA, but they're holograms.
But can't they just perform Kim's dad. Can't they just perform as themselves? I feel like it's kind of ageist.
I think they might not have it in them. Right. So basically, they're building an arena for that, and it's going to run for a long time.
Oh, okay. How old are they?
70s, I think.
Right, okay. Maybe they ain't got the energy. Oh, so it'll kind of go on after they die, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's immortalising them in digital form.
Kind of cool, I suppose.
I don't think it'll go on forever, but
it's not something I would want to go on.
Would you not?
No.
Legendary, though. I grew up listening to ABBA because my mum was.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that. I like ABBA, but I don't know if I'd go and watch that. Are you actually going to go watch it?
I think so. I think it's more of an attraction than a concert because of the way it's been done.
Yeah, I saw the video. It looked quite good.
Was that digital?
Yeah. It was them looking younger, but
like steps,
they looked creepy. Like I thought it looked a bit eerie. Sarah Beth, or even Xavier,
to release music 40 years after your last song.
Like, why haven't they bothered in the past 40 years? I know they fell out and stuff.
Yeah.
But still, that must be quite rare. I can't imagine a 40-year... I know Kate Bush fucked off for like 20 years, but...
Yeah, 40-year yatters.
Yeah. Bringing it back to me, brother.
I'm confused. What's Kylan's motive here? He tries to act like everything that he does is for the sake.
Kylan's raised eyebrow.
Hannah opted to save her other cookout cohort.
I have decided to use the power of
cookout cohort.
On Xavier.
Look at the arm. It's quite awkward to sit with your arm around someone like that, you know.
You get numb arm.
Yeah. Oh.
Asa's got Big D.
Oh.
Alyssa, Tiff has Claire.
Oh.
They all have someone. Kai has Big D.
Oh. What? That's they've worked things. Though. They're working things out wrong.
Are they?
Oh, are they? I'm not sure. They're not talking about the cookout. They're talking about the side alliances, aren't they?
We're just not likable.
Ouch. Zing. Where's Zingbot when you need him?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I'm interested to watch that jury section.
I
think Bettini's got it down, but who's told her that?
I don't know. Maybe she worked it
out. You don't get to see these titles much, do you?
No,
it's once a week.
No, I like them. Oh, Tiffany's dress, very granny. Oh no, I'm trying to be cute. Kylan looks like going to a wedding. Oh, what's Ginny wearing? Oh,
good
God.
Evening.
Very
I'm
formal.
Julie Chen Moonves. Welcome.
Well,
to Big Brother.
It's quite cut back. Like, there's no.
Head
down. Yeah.
To fulfilling their secret plan to get all its members to the final
I like
six.
Her hair like that.
Kylan seems to be on shaky ground with some of his allies after
his
Kylan's meditating.
To remove him from the block instead of
Xavier. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, look at him, Zen.
How will this affect Kylan tonight as he sits on the block next
it
to
won't.
His best friend in the house, Sarah Beth?
Best friend.
We'll find out before the hour is up. But first...
Oh, Judy's shoes have got a lot going on, though. She's made up for it.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with
business
the game.
At the front. Party at the shoes.
I like Kylan's ring. I don't know what it is, but it's cool.
Oh yeah, I think it's like a lion.
Xavier is all about loyalty and trust, so I feel like by pulling him down and building loyalty and trust with both him and Alyssa. Even though
know Kylan got on my last nerve this week by trying to get us to use the veto on him. I cannot let him distract me from the fact that I'm about to get Sarah Beth out of this house. Into jury where she can tell my boy Derek X, his girls Claire, Hannah, and Tiffany, send her.
What? Sent her.
Send it. I'm very happy that Sarah Beth and Kylan are still on the
block. That?
How's that guy last year? Sam guy, do you remember?
Nice to see them send it. Bit and know that one of them are walking out that door. I'm going to
miss them. Oh, I'm going to miss them. Here she is. That's better than that.
What was that? You said that. I knew
that Jardine, Ben Jardine thing.
Oh, God. That is the deepest cut you would get to that.
But I do believe shout out Roxanne Mellon.
I actually even remembered
Ben.
His name.
Is it Ben Jardine?
Yeah, I think hey, it's fucking hell. Wow. You do not need that information in your brain anymore. No. Get rid of that.
I'm hoping that people see Kylan as more of a target than me and choose to keep me in the house.
No. Can you mute that because it's making a noise? I'm worried it's going to annoy the podcast listener.
Megan to eight is wild. Oops.
Sorry, Jeff.
Claire, if SB leaves this week, you're the last white person.
Oh!
White person, baby.
Wow.
Shit.
I know. I've done that math last
time. I've done that math. Oh.
You're like a lion's hand and I didn't know.
Shit.
What?
Eesh.
I was ready to look in the other way.
Everyone outside the alliance.
Shit. Fuck.
It's 100% what's happening.
Woo!
And you guys don't need to catch on to that just yet.
I think like, they caught on to it a couple of weeks ago.
It's like, oh, that's the last white guy
that left. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek X and Claire did.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even
there
think
about that. There's not a single white male injury. Mm-mm.
Good.
Probably first time ever.
Yeah, good.
Are they? Am I on it? It's crazy how that happened.
Yeah. That is weird.
Did Alyssa just say why not next?
I'm not sure.
It's Xavier's not acting very cool there. Yeah, sort of like shuffling and touching his face.
What are you doing? Why would you bring that up?
What?
Say, hey, you're the last white person. Why would you let someone know? Hey,
she already knows. She already knows.
Girl, you were about to make it to final seven. Now you want to have to go out next.
What?
You're about to make it to final seven, now you might have to go next.
Oh, right, before Claire, right.
Keep Claire off the scent that we're not just getting out.
I'll keep Claire off the scent.
Non-black people.
I mean, Alyssa is a non-black person as well.
Oh, yeah, if she knows it.
I mean, she was only joking around, and what she's saying is true anyway.
Yeah, but it's rattled in.
Yeah, it's rattled in.
I think those a little bit more, and put those to the timer. It is a beautiful day in the Big Brother house.
Only ours is a comedy edit.
And we are making dinner. It is surf and turf night.
How long do you think we have until dinner?
Like 10
surf and turf.
Xavier with the gloves.
That expression freaks me.
Oh, just chill.
Oh?
I don't even see
no people.
Right here.
No.
What do I do with this big
lady? It's a Shane Jackson watching.
What do I do?
The noise. They've got to be dubbing that shit up.
That's not real.
Oh my God.
She's wearing the gloves. Everyone's got the blue gloves on.
Why has she got one in the garden? Fucking hell. Jesus
just
Christ.
Her head on the...
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Hannah's going to have to get medevac. Where's Dr. Ottoman?
Am I hearing yelling?
Is she really okay?
She smacked her head on the bottom
of the hammer.
Is
she really not okay?
Oh no, no.
Fire.
No, come here.
The shame. Drama. Look, the gloves.
Are you okay?
No, she fell and hit her
head. Concussion.
Big Dick got tiny little baby Hannah in the other
side of the head. He can't fall. There might be a title
in
there.
Oh, God. Ouch. Big Dick is running from some beetle.
Deadwood.
Nah, that wasn't me because I was never on the hammock. I definitely want to let you know to blame Derek.
Would you believe it?
Where is it?
What do you mean?
I jumped out
How dynamic is she? Fell right out. Right,
oh wow, out. She's pissed off.
Is that fire kicked up? Oh, the drama. The fire alarm's going to go off. The drama. It's not like the house is going to burn down, is it?
What is even steaming? It's not even that pan. It's like the oven. Smoking.
Okay, we are done with dinner.
Oh my god. I think dinner's done with you. Oh, that's so horrible, that feeling when it gets in your eyes.
Oh my god, it's on fire.
Oh shit, Claire, get out of the way. Fucking hell, man.
Someone always sets fire to something in Big Brother.
I need a fire extinguisher. Oh, shit.
Okay, I need you to open the oven.
Yeah. Is that the right one, though? You've got to put the right one on the right thing.
Oh, shit.
It must be your Big Brother.
Ted can't come in because of COVID. Whoa. Fucking hell.
Well, that's some dinner ruined.
Yeah, I wonder what they were cooking. Obviously, oh, the surf and turf.
Yeah. Is that the surf and the turf?
I'm a vegan. I was not cooking the steak.
Wait, what the hell is happening?
There was a fire in the oven. Fucking hell, what a catastrophe.
Who was grilling the steak to death under there, isn't it?
Oh, Big D's like, oh, fuck, dinner's ruined. Is that blood? No.
Where?
And what kind of look like he's holding a bloody kitchen roll?
How's
there fire in here? Oh, dinner's ready. Who likes it? Well done. Fire in here. Tossed
out there. Everything is
wrong.
Just stressed out.
That was good. That was some good entertainment that we didn't see coming.
No. We needed that
after
last episode.
How can I help? Do you want me to lay down?
I do think Hannah's milking this a bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so calm.
Gillian McKeithen it up.
You are okay.
You hurt your wrist.
Had,
like,
it's not
just sat there a little bit longer.
It's not your fault at all.
That beat all caused.
Tiffany's like, it is. Here, okay? See? She wants to blame on Derek.
Yeah, of course she
does. We almost burned down the Big Brother house. All because Big D is scared. Little tiny
Tiffany, to be fair, you look pretty scared of it as well.
Yeah.
And also, it weren't tiny, it looked massive.
Check out Big D, a beetle.
Beetle bum.
Up next,
Gilly likes that.
Time
bit
for the
Jeopardy.
Cookout to make some difficult choices. Then, Sarah Beth and Kylan, one of this summer's closest duos,
no one looks very dressed to go
tonight.
No, they don't.
Is that your eviction outfit? Jesus.
And Derek X as they move into the jury house. Plus, who will replace secret H.O.H. Claire? Another epic battle of endurance begins tonight. Stay with us.
Oh, endurance. So we won't see
That's why they're dressed like that then.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Which means they don't know who's going between them.
Well, Kylan's probably still pretending he's going kind of thing, isn't he?
But then why is he not dressed to go?
With less than a month left of the game.
Less than a month? I thought it was only like 2 weeks.
Which would they get?
Not how. There's not many people left in that. What did she say?
Wishful thinking.
I can't wait till it's just the six of us. We ain't got to whisper no more.
You used to be whispering just about each other.
I guess other people are in bed, but they're getting quite cold.
Because the six of us have never been alone in a room together.
I wish they would come in and take pictures of us and be on a magazine cover. Final setting.
Be careful, is anyone listening? Oh, gee, it don't even matter at this point.
No.
It's a done deal,
it's
isn't it?
It's so funny how it's just in front of their face.
Oh my god.
No. Was she in the loo?
Kylan walking in.
Oh, fuck.
Never has happened before. Never. What is exciting
here? Alright, it's late. It's ruining it.
I don't want to go kill him.
Don't
if someone
that.
Woke me up while I was asleep, I would be fucking fuming.
So sorry.
We're done
with that.
Well, it's like, just fuming.
We can make it official. Y'all ready to make it official? Cook out on there. 1, 2, 3.
That's so funny. They've never been in the same. Ah, Xavier's.
The cookout's been official since week one.
Yeah.
It feels good to make it officially.
Yes.
At the end of the day, only one member of the cookout
fun since you watched that film.
And, and I plan for that to be me.
I could see Xavier winning it, to be honest, because I feel like he's a safe vote. Tiffany's pissed people off, Kylan's pissed people off, Big D, obviously, no, Azza, no. Xavier could win it just by default.
Yeah, everyone loves him, and he's playing it low, like it's under the radar.
Yeah.
You've told me that you would.
I don't want him to win it.
Enthusiastic about Claire, but not necessarily.
Too mysterious.
I don't really care at this point. If I win HOH, I'm just going to throw both of their asses up there.
No, yeah, well, of course.
So that's what I think is the best case scenario. I want to make sure we're all on the same page, because at the end of the day, there's so many women in jury that we can't afford to lose any of
them. Oh, not the anti-women's tournament again.
Well, see, now to the stakes, people are going to be much more cutthroat. As you just said, it's an all-women jury. They're going to look at us going like, boom, boom.
Not that Derek X,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, rude.
I do see a benefit bringing Kylan and Big D to the final three. Oh. I think if I'm sitting in the final two next to either of them, I do have a good chance to win.
Yeah.
However, I also see a benefit of bringing potentially Tiffany and Hannah to the final three. Because no. I do think, from a just overall game perspective, I've been more involved in this game.
Tiffany's ran this whole house.
Did he say who else? Hannah.
I don't know what Hannah's been doing.
Maybe Hannah. Hannah's made some good observations.
I've seen Hannah do more strategic shit than him.
Makes a lot of sense to me. That being said, I love Derek. But he's definitely someone I'm keeping my eye on. Oh. Even though he says he has my back all the way to the end, it's hard not to assume he's having a very similar conversation with other members of the six.
Oh, no doubt.
The more we're for comedy, the harder it is for anyone to kind of break us apart.
Exactly. Okay.
Let the men always hear me. Typical.
I know Kylan's not going to take Xavier, and Xavier's not going to take Kylan. Oh. So I'm the only option to take to the final two. This mouth right
the
here
goat.
Is dangerous.
Oh.
And I know I could debate, argue, convince, do whatever it takes
Good
and
luck.
Take it home. And I can win that money.
Bitch, no We're one is ever going to vote for you to win this competition, so
someone who's horizontal does not win.
No. No chance. You've not won a single fucking thing. You've not done anything, so fuck off. You literally volunteered to go on the block to save Brittini from crying. That's all you've done. Oh.
Because
if
they don't go, it's an experience.
Oh.
You're the biggest.
Oh,
I think Tiffany should be a bigger target, but Colin seems to piss people off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You would. Oh, yes, Tiffany. See, it's not Xavier having these combos.
You're
still
making me. I just need to make sure.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to take you because no one likes you anymore.
He's with Tiffany. That being said, I'm also very close to Xavier. Both of them have games I respect, and they go back and forth a lot as to
what's Kylan got that new
I
show?
Can actually trust in terms of
Kylan and Tiffany fell out.
Me too.
For final two, I'm trading loyalty for loyalty.
I am locked in when I've come to believe.
I don't know if I can afford.
Tiffany's a weird guy.
Again, after this week. At this point, I'm just trying to set myself up to give myself.
I can't
quite
put my finger on him. Like with Xavier as well. In two different ways.
If a guy wants to take me, that works in my favor.
Take Chadwick.
That's the way
the game goes. What, final two?
Yeah. Why though? That's your worst chance of winning.
That Bible she was reading looked like a phone book.
That little area looks quite comfy where she was.
The puzzle pieces are
beginning. She's still like Tiffany's whispering star.
Stay with us.
Should do that.
Her whispering star.
Maybe on blast like this. Like we're talking to the cameras.
Oh, her whisper to the camera. I mean, it's quite a strong whisper.
It is.
You can understand
it's audible. It's more audible than some of the people's
muttering conversations.
Brittini. Oh, God. Imagine Brittini and Derek X together for a week alone.
Poor Derek X.
You've been staring at me.
I want to see the dream house.
Guess what? No more.
So
annoying. Brother House is definitely a bittersweet experience. This one, I'm out of the game. I get a vote in his jury. I get to choose who wins this money, and they got some impressing to do. That's right. Yeah. Man, I need friends. I think the next juror is going to be Alyssa, Sarah Beth, or Kylan.
Oh.
I hope the last one.
That pump in, that's one.
The Lord of the Latrine has arrived.
No!
I have so...
Where's the cocktails? Normally they're drinking big ass cocktails.
When I felt like I was playing a pretty decent game, it definitely sucks. And on top of that, there were things that I could have done and should have done, honestly, to prevent this from happening.
I'm absolutely shocked to see Derek X in this house. Definitely not someone that I wanted to see come through those doors today. I thought he was covered on a lot more angles, and I definitely did not expect to see him here. Who was he? Change?
I'll show you. Let's go watch.
Get the DVDs out.
The shame of it all.
What the hell are you doing here?
Let me show you.
Oh,
this is a nice
area.
Oh, the alfresco. I'm going to fall off the helmet in a minute.
Good job, Espy. This is the HOH that I miss? A balance beam?
This is Brittany good at balancing.
This is my comp.
Nice. Oh, yeah, because she's like a karate master. Like,
what's that got to do with balancing?
You know, balance on like a one foot.
No.
Derek nearly got it.
It's so close. Oh,
it's such a shame. Look, how close. No. What's that 1/10 of a second?
Oh, my God, you literally went at her.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Ouch.
You're
the
head
of
just
look at
that clock a bit.
It's not great that I
was timed out. Oh, because he was just
bad
last
time. Yeah.
The first house guest I have nominated is...
Stupid, isn't it?
The next house guest I have nominated is...
But it
is...
pretty much was that second.
It's a shame.
No. You're a backdoor.
The blocked roulette was played in the high rollers room, and there was a winner.
Oh, let's see the hair under the glasses.
This is basically the turning point of the week.
Okay.
Where my entire game went wrong was believing that I didn't need to play that roulette wheel. Mm.
With a high score of 19, the winner is... Alyssa!
The glasses.
The hair glasses.
I would like to take Derek off the block.
What was she, why did she do that?
Why?
Oh my God.
It's like Derek wasn't there.
So hard this week.
All eligible house guests have an equal number of spots on the wheel. Alyssa will spin the roulette wheel, and wherever the ball lands...
To be fair, at least the roulette wheel evictee didn't get evicted, because that would be really unfair.
The ball has landed on Xavier. You are now nominated for eviction.
Oh my God!
Please take a seat in the nomination chair.
Going into that high rollers room, I already had $100. If I got 100, I was definitely going to keep saving. Because if you get 200s in a row, you're guaranteed to be able to play the coin flip forever.
You can't spend that money when you're dead, can you, Gaz?
100.
Coffins don't have pockets.
It also means America loves you, so.
It makes me so. Or, like, America saw what we were missing. Obviously, sitting here now, of course, I wish I'd used my Beanie Bucks to play the roulette wheel. But if I go back to that moment in time and think about the reasons behind why I made that decision, I don't think my reasoning was invalid. Let me show you what happened to Vito.
Don't make yourself feel bad. Yeah.
That's his only storyline, man. He just didn't play the corner.
Xavier has won the golden power of Vito.
Oh? It means Gog. Boy. That's why no one likes you.
Oh, you notice that Hannah's wearing that hoodie that he left.
The
bird shit one.
Yeah. Baby D. You are a victim from the Big Brother house.
Oh, did you watch an extended interview?
No.
She was like, you don't like being called that, do you? And I was like, not really.
Ouch.
My arguments weren't going through to them.
Well, I mean, who would?
But then it all made sense.
Let me be
your fantasy. Once I heard the goodbye messages.
What was the goodbye messages?
All were normal.
Oh. I'm going to put it in Kylan.
Oh.
I have been working with a group this of is people how since week one.
Oh.
He had to explain it to Derek because he felt so bad.
The house. Hey, they weren't meant to.
And I believe it.
Who's in the alliance? Did he tell you who?
No, he didn't say any names. I think that
the cookout promised they wouldn't say it in messages.
Tiffany, Ozzy, and then the ones I'm iffy on are Hannah and Big D.
Oh!
You don't think Hannah would have told you, though?
Mm. That's the thing. I think Hannah would have told me.
No. I don't think Big D's in it. Because I have said
Derek's not saying the reason why, is he?
So what? Technically speaking, four of them are covered.
Why they're working together.
And also,
they all have someone.
Kai's FB. And.
Playing a really good game. Here's my conspiracy, America.
Oh.
Kai X, Tiffany, Azza. These four have been working together since week one. And each one of them are in this alliance, but also shielded by their duo.
Oh, so shit.
The block will be put up next to
it. He just ain't got Hannah in it.
And they have the votes to send the duo members.
He can't see his self as part of it.
Extremely genius, and I
he already said four
just
of them.
Can only give props to them. I think between two of us, we can figure out which other players might also be in this alliance.
Absolutely.
I can't believe Connor said that, because they said they weren't going to do that. That's really bad.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to get the hot tub and Brittini.
It's time to send another host guest
better get the
to
margaritas
the jury house
to flow.
Then the battle to become the new HOH.
Imagine if Brittini and Derek X had a showmance.
Stay with us.
The most shocking showmance of all time in the jury house. Well, the cameras ain't, you know, on all the time there. You never know what might happen.
Welcome back. To
Big
Brother,
to
it's time for the live
audition. See, they normally don't show the jury house when there's only two people in there. They're giving us
hello,
what we want.
Hello.
I think it's because of the realization
Sarah
of
Beth,
that alliance
Kylan,
needed to come
in just
sooner.
Moments, your housemates will cast their votes to evict live. But
Sarah,
before
the makeup
do,
is good.
You each have a final chance.
I haven't even bothered with
their
the flimflam, have they? It's
with
just
one
so
brief
obvious.
Statement. Sarah Beth,
yeah, it's quite subtle in makeup.
I Hi, friends and family. I miss you dearly.
More of a dramatic lip on eviction,
if you're thinking of evicting me tonight, all I'm asking is that you reconsider for a moment.
No.
There are a lot of reasonable, tactical reasons to keep me in the game.
What are
I
they?
Know if I walk out the door tonight, some of you are going to look at this moment and you're going to think, man, that wasn't the best decision for my game. And I know what it feels like to make a decision and regret it later. It's awful, and I don't wish for anything.
Yeah.
So please. All I'm asking is just take one more moment to consider
is that,
what
is
good
is
and what is safe
about
a for your individual game before you make a decision.
Maybe.
It is not too late to change your mind. Regardless, I'm playing a game that I love with people that I love, especially this guy, and
well,
I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sarah Beth. Kylan.
For the sickly sweetness of it all.
Thank you, Julie. I'll get to all of you in a second, but first... Love
he's got
to
the
love,
family he's
and
got
friends,
the sunglasses
especially
on.
Tara Kelly, John O'Brien, Justin Keanu, and Christopher Graham, my boss at Scully. Without them, I couldn't be here.
Hey.
House guests, we had a great conversation yesterday with each of you during the one-on-ones. I hope that they weren't too long, as I know
one
I talk a lot sometimes. So I'm trying not to do this
reprisal.
Here. If you decide after these conversations and everything that's going on, it is best to keep me, then please do. If you keep this wonderful woman who I have nothing to say anything bad about, then do that if it's best for your game. I love you all.
Kylan pretending to be magnanimous even though he knows he's got it.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you, Kylan. Thank
Little
you
fucker.
Both. By the way, but first, it's copywritten. Just saying. Nice shout out, actually.
Copy,
all right.
Copy
you all know
written,
the drill.
Right.
The two nominees
so
are
copy
never
me.
Allowed.
Copyrighted, I think.
Yeah,
copywritten,
that's
right. We have
a secret HOH. Everyone who's eligible to vote will enter the diary room one at a time, and the secret HOH's vote will only count... in the event of a tie. Derek, you're up first. Please go to the diary room.
Oh, no.
Derek X.
How's he going to fuck up here? Yeah.
Out of the... What's it called? Out of the starting block.
Out of the day bed and into
the
void. How's he going
to...
Please
Kylan
get it right.
Xavier.
Just 1 week. No, we don't really want him to, do we?
Be one step closer to his goal.
Wait for
Hello,
it.
Hello, Big D.
Hey, Julie, what's going on, baby?
Please cast your vote for me.
I gladly to a vote Sarah Bell.
Is he's got to be taking the piss now. Ain't he?
I don't know.
He's
got to
be.
That's what it is.
It's vote! It's not a word.
Fuck's
sake.
High-breaking vote. Hello, Claire.
I'm not liking Claire's
Julie?
Look on
As
this
you
side.
Know, your vote will
Terry
only
Cloth
count
headband.
In the event of a tie.
What's
go ahead and
Terry
cast
Cloth?
It. I am going to pass a tie-breaking vote
the
for headbands. Sarah
Beth. From the Mormons.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also,
thank you.
She needs some foundation on.
Who did
Derek
still
X, in the dark
Derek F even vote?
Sarah Beth.
Who does Alyssa want to see lead tonight?
Got some sanitizer in the corridor there.
Hello,
oh, good.
Alyssa.
Hi, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Sarah Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Christian X, and I miss you.
Oh, no. Hi, Christian X, and I miss you.
Tiffany has had her differences with Kylan,
kiss.
But she knows she needs to keep him in the house to keep the cookout together.
Got it.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
Out of sympathy for SB,
be places.
To evict Kylan.
Oh!
Thank you.
Well, he wanted to.
Oh,
happen.
The sympathy vibe. Fuck that, man.
She did it.
She doesn't deserve the sympathy vibe. To keep the cookout intact. Tiffany's trying to
her vote
keep Kylan like sweet, that. Isn't she?
Hello, Ozza.
I like Ozza's pink Julie. Outfit.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Sarah Beth.
Thank you.
Raise the camera on and the anglophone crisis.
Oh.
The what crisis?
Hannah used the power veto to save Xavier.
Also know about what crises are happening on the outside world.
Oh, it must be long running.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Sarah Beth. I love you, Mom, Dad, Granny.
I don't like Hannah's headband either. It's the same as Kyle's one.
It's official. With 4 votes to evict Sarah Beth, she will leave the house tonight. But let's see how
long you're doing this, Judy?
Hello, Xavier.
What's going on, Julie?
Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Sarah Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Didn't see that coming, did we?
Oh, I can see the house, I'm surprised. On the floor. I could at least mount it on the wall. Just have it hanging around the corridor.
All of the votes are in. Let's get the news to the house guests. House guests, the votes are in. When
ooh.
I reveal the vote, the evicted house guest will have just a few moments to say goodbye, gather his or her belongings, and walk out the front door.
The minute you walk out
by a vote of 5-1, Sarah Beth, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
And you've also been dumped by a girlfriend.
Nothing real. Nothing real. Oh, I got a line.
Double eviction must be next week. Or triple.
Make sure you don't forget to. Oh, I'll show you how.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's weird the way they're all lined up. Oh no. Oh.
Bye, I love you guys.
Bye, Sarah.
Oh, that wasn't too.
Thank you.
You know, much.
Bye,
no.
Bye,
S Beast.
Watch your step.
Nope.
Hi. I imagine she just lined up down on
my
eyes.
Mom is watching.
Oh.
Her cute little cartoon
boy. Is Kylan gonna cry?
Oh.
Oh. That sounds weird.
Oh.
Why didn't Oz's picture
break away? Oz's picture went black and white. Oh, pretentious. That's not good. Ha ha. And she's there to see it. She's there to see her own death. That stole Sarah Beth's thunder of it, didn't it? Look,
yeah.
Ted ain't showing it. Ted ain't
came
showing
back,
it.
Came back.
Ted ain't showing it. They don't want to show the fuck up. That's hilarious.
Wow. Let's talk about your
Sarah's like,
house.
Hold on, this is meant to be about me.
In the past week, you went from being HOH.
She didn't get to see that though.
They always fuck some shit up, don't they? Always.
In the same day.
I know.
They always just fuck something up.
So,
she also
wasn't
even on the block, or hasn't
five,
been on the block, so how did they do that?
Were to
yeah,
well,
Alfie
you
was saying about the TV, it was just like a TV turn on
I
its side, the memory wall.
Yeah.
I never knew that either.
Threat in the house. I think maybe some of the house
though,
guests didn't know how much they could
mm-hmm.
trust me or who I would choose to work with, but they could see me potentially working with other people and going against them.
No one likes
Kylan
you. Go away.
Like be by himself. And so I think
see Sarah Beth's
that's
hair color. That's like my natural hair color.
Let's talk about your
oh,
final.
That's like
please speech
the color
votes.
Of blah.
Yes. It sounded
mouse
like you were
yeah.
referring to. It sounded like you were regretting that when you were HOH, you went
it's neither here
after
nor there.
Derek X to get him evicted. Am I right? Is that who you were referring to?
I actually don't regret that so much. I regret being so obvious with
luckily, my
hair's
mostly grown
loyalty to Kylan, and I regret not being more loyal to Tiffany and Claire because. I think that would have been better for my game overall.
Hmm.
I stand by my decision to get rid of Derek X.
Okay. Let's talk about you and Kylan. It looked like the two of you were inseparable in the house.
Oh.
Okay.
So that being said, I mean, he was your best friend in the house, yes. So then how hard was this week
sitting next to him, knowing one of us has to go, or even making that speech just now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that going around.
Was it hard?
It was very difficult, but Kylan's a really easy person to play with.
Oh,
he knew how hard I wanted to be here. He never took me campaigning for myself personal, and I felt the exact same. We're both players. We both understand it's a game, so it was still very difficult, but I'm very grateful for Kylan for understanding my position.
Who do you think the secret HOH is?
I'm pretty sure it's Tiffany or Claire.
Who do you think gave you the one vote?
Judy's poker face.
Who do you think was the one vote to vote out Kylan and not you?
I know that it was Tiffany. Kylan told me before, and she actually whispered to me when I hugged her.
Yeah, I bet she fucking did. I bet she fucking did.
By messages.
Yeah.
That jury manager.
Right over here.
Go on, Tiffany.
Sarah Beth, I was the anonymous HOH, and I did put you and Kylan up intending to split you up. This is really a move of respect. It's not personal. Best wishes.
Hi, Sarah Beth.
When
you're backed into a corner, you tend to throw people under the bus that you're supposed to be closely aligned with. It really is nothing personal, but I can't move forward with you in this game.
Hi, Sarah Beth. Unfortunately, I had to be okay with you leaving a house
because
in
you're white.
Order to further a mission that's very important and close to my heart. God bless you. And I
She's hinting at the mission as well.
So, I absolutely always meant it when I said I would take you as far as I can in this game. Unfortunately, the Secret Alliance, which
everyone
I'm part of, wouldn't allow me to take you any further.
Shit.
I love you and want us to be friends forever.
I love you.
I hope that nothing in this game changes that. And I wish you all the best.
Shit, they are revealing it.
Wow.
Oh,
final thoughts to what you just heard.
Seemed like a canary.
Yeah, so that is great gameplay on their part.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was a Secret Alliance. I've been joking with Kylan about it. I'm guessing Azza is also in it. I'm not sure who else, but I'll be really interested to see, exactly what's
going
on.
It seems so
obvious
when you're watching it at home, doesn't it?
In the edit, it does.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's so funny. It's right there in front of my faces, and they don't.
I think I made quite a few friends for life.
Oh, she's avoiding it.
Well, I have more questions for you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm
going to
be in shit when I
get
home.
We get off the air.
Questions coming your way.
Juror number 3, Sarah Beth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To see my extended interview with SB, go to Paramount Plus
or
wrapping
Gaz
Big
in a blanket
official
for
Instagram page at Big Brother CBS.
Because I'm so tired
tomorrow.
As well. So cool.
Oh, God.
When we return, competition kicks off.
It's a high school.
Who will rise to power?
I love who would only see about 2 seconds of that.
No, we're going to see him. Oh, no, you're right. It's the endurance, isn't it?
Look at Sarah Beth.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome back to Big Brother. As the secret HOH, Claire will compete in tonight's Head of Household competition, but
Tarek.
As outgoing secret HOH,
the
is
goggles.
Not eligible to win, which means she has to throw
Claire,
this competition. It also means
she has to throw it because she's
cover
it
up.
What is she doing? What's Tarek going
to
do that?
Get things started.
Spotify.
House guests.
Dally.
Power is up for grabs.
Bump,
and to keep this week's secret
one.
HOH a secret, everyone will play. However,
shut up.
The secret HOH knows that he or she must throw this competition. Welcome to the circus.
Is that her poker face about being a secret HOH?
A new act has come to the BB Beach Club, which is why
it's
this
the BB
competition
Beach Club.
Is called the Flying Beanos. And here's how it works. On my go,
you will
step onto your disc
and
hold on tight. You will then be raised into the air and the carousel will begin to spin.
Sorry if you can hear interference.
But be warned, house guests.
Destroying the furniture.
You will be repeatedly slammed into Bubbles, the giant elephant.
Jack's getting a little aggy about it.
Why is he called Bubbles? Well, you'll all find out soon enough. If you fall off at any point, you will immediately be eliminated from this competition.
What, why is it called Bubbles?
The last house guest standing will be the new
Is he going to play Bubbles?
I guess so.
Now, before we begin, you should all know that the first 3 house guests to fall... You took the words right out of my mouth. Will be have-nots for the week. Does everyone understand?
Dan gets so annoyed when I try and finish his sentences, and I do it all the time.
When you try and finish his sentences.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I'm not going to say that.
Is it because he's taking a long time to get to the end of the sentence, or you just feel like you know what he's going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You do get to that point in a relationship, though, where you kind of can finish someone's sentences. Oh, good luck, Big D. I think you're going to need it. Oh, God, look, you can't even hang on. And Julie Gay was saying, oh, Big Brother's rigged, like, a fat person can't win, basically. I mean, quite a choice.
Well, he's still there.
Yeah. That's true. Can't win any comps, I guess.
I hate this thing when they have to bump into something. It's so annoying. That's farting bubbles, that's why. You thought it was going to be at the trunk, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Like, I don't really support elephants at the circus.
No,
just saying.
Nelly the elephant packed her bags and said goodbye to the circus.
Packed her trunk, obviously.
Oh. Off she went with her trumpety trunk. Trunk, trunk, trunk.
That's good bubbles. They've got like smoke in them as well. That's why they look so good.
When we return, we'll check back in on this all-important battle of endurance. Stay with us.
Big D is on the struggle bus. Oh, that music would be enough to make you want to jump off, wouldn't it?
They can hear that.
Oh, they can't hear it.
Can they?
Maybe I don't know. Yeah, probably not, actually.
Maybe they can't.
Hold on. So what was one thing was free there as Big D fell off?
Maybe Claire.
She wouldn't have jumped off already, would she?
If you can't wait, head to Paramount
Big D's
Plus
fell off
right
already.
Now and subscribe to watch it all play out.
Because one thing was free.
Then on Wednesday at 8/7 Central, it's the return of the Zingbot, which can mean only one thing: the power veto is back up for grabs.
And it always is.
What does that mean about the Zingbot?
And
he comes in on a veto.
He does normally host the veto. Yeah.
First,
oh,
we'll
double
be doing
eviction
it all over again.
Oh.
The following week.
Oh.
That's
two doubles.
So it's two doubles,
the
not
next
triple.
Two Thursday.
That's all right.
Now, let's check in with the house guests and see who's
still
holding on in this HOH competition. I see we have 7 of you still holding on.
Oh, no.
And Big D, you fell off during the commercial break. You look very relaxed. For all of you still in this competition... I hope you're having fun. Are we having fun yet, house guests?
Yes.
Oh, good, because you know what? Those circus performers, they're not having fun.
Oh, no.
In fact, they are very, very angry.
What the fuck?
And they
want I don't like it when they have these creepy
mannequins.
I'm
just going to like, spray them or something.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh.
Good job, Liz.
Good job, Alyssa.
Oh, she fell off.
That shaving foam not to clean off.
Yeah. How light is she?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. Who said that?
Anna.
You're a sucker.
Love you, Mama Pet.
Love you,
Chris. Come on, I love you.
Stop calling
her
Christian.
It's a Tiffany's daughter.
Oh. I mean
son.
Oh.
Was it Alyssa talking to Christian as well?
I thought it was.
Maybe. Or maybe someone else wants to talk to Tiffany's kid.
Shout out to Christian, the housemate, and Christian, Tiffany's daughter slash son. Well, there you go. What the hell is this?
Celebrity renovator or something.
Celebrity renovation. What? When you said that, I thought you were joking.
No, I saw it advertised in the text over the...
Oh, hell no.
Thing.
Do you want to do the email straight away?
Oh, God, I forgot about them. No, I need to pause to open those.
We need to have a break. Hang on, bear with, we'll be back. Yeah.
And we're back with the... Oh, mounds of emails.
This is the most half-assed podcast ever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have done it, but never mind. We're here now. I've come this far.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do a shout-out for emails this week? Because you wouldn't know about it.
I did one on Twitter, but only on BB on Blast.
So next week, get in touch. bbonblastpod@gmail.com, especially if you're new, especially if you've not emailed us in a while.
Mm.
You know, some of those old faces, we'd like to hear from them.
Mm.
It's just the one very, very short and sweet email from Laurie this week.
Go on.
podcast feedback. Thank goodness the rumoured triple isn't happening.
Mm.
Not sure how I feel about two doubles. Isn't that worse?
No, I think two doubles is better because you get to see more of the aftermath of the doubles, don't you? Like, you know when they do the little flashback of, ooh, this is what happened during the double.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff.
There's too much to cram into an episode and I want to see the jury house, says Laurie.
Yeah, the jury house was fun to see. I'm just looking on Twitter to see if I've got anything else.
Ta-ta for now, Laurie. This is the Laurie. Love heart emoji.
Thanks, Laurie. There that was go. Very, very short. Can you send us a bit more of an essay next? See, this is the problem. We moan at people for sending us too much. Now they're sending us too little.
I think this is the only one, because they were from last week. Yeah.
What about what Alfie was saying in the fact-checking section? Anything of interest?
I don't know. I can't remember. What's he been saying?
What?
What's he been saying?
Well, about the TV and some other things he was saying. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Gaz has had enough. Hold on. I'm opening it. Don't worry. Oh, we were talking about randoms. Oh, yeah. He was commenting on... DX goodbye messages. So you watched all those, did you?
Yeah, I watched it on the extended interview.
Was there anything worth commenting on apart
just
from
Kylan? Just the Kylan. I've been working with this alliance because he obviously felt quite bad because he was quite close with Derek X, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Alfie also said 24th of October is his guest for VIP to start. Because that's when the SAS show finishes, whatever the fuck that is.
Must be like, Are You Tough Enough?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to watch the new one of that? It's got Kerry Katona on it.
No, I'm good. He said, at least that gives you a month-ish break. Oh, God. People are going to be on us to do Blast from the Past.
They'll be lucky.
That's about it, really.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks for listening. To be fair, I think it was a boring week. We could have probably just done it next week and just covered the whole lot.
Probably,
but it's good for me because I get to listen to the other podcast now, which is half the enjoyment I get out of Big Brother. So
I also get to... We get to maybe use my title.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's quite a good one.
Yeah, why not? I've forgotten what it was now, but why not?
Actually, I think it's an ABBA reference, isn't it? Or is it?
Oh,
is it? Did they do that song?
What was it?
No,
I think that's someone else. I remember ABBA used to want an advert.
It's very old.
I had a very stressful day today, and I'm going back into work on Monday, into the office. How disgusting is that? Mondays and Wednesdays, from now on, I'm in the office.
Wow. The new normal.
71-minute journey as well.
That's long.
I know. Sorry about that. At least only 2 days, though. Do you actually have to go back in the office or not?
No.
Jammy sod. You'll get bored eventually at home.
Of what? Being in my home? I don't think so.
Well, maybe. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Follow me on Twitter, @LightUpVM.
Follow me on Twitter, @BB_Superfan.
Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. I've got copies. If you want a signed copy, just hit me up, DM me.
We're waiting for the sequel, they all say.
Oh, good luck. Jesus. Terry's come to say goodbye. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Look at our website, bbonblast.com.
And our new Instagram, bbonblast. We're supposed to put a picture on, but don't want a picture this week. I feel awful.
Oh. Send a picture. Don't send a picture. Send us some money so me and Gaz can get matching HOH robes. And what else? Leave us a review. Although, don't leave us a review after this episode because it probably ain't going to be that good. Can you shut up? Sorry for the lack of professionalism on my part, Towie's part, and Gaz's part. But we will put...
Blame the drink.
We'll bring it all back... Shut up!
Bring it all back to you.
We will bring it all back together next week in a smorgasbord of entertainment while we watch the double eviction and see all the excitement unfold.
Mm.
Although, to be fair, it's probably just going to be Alyssa and Claire going.
Yeah,
but... Unless one of them wins the HOH.
You can guarantee at least double the entertainment from us alone next week.
That's true.
Yeah.
Why? For the double eviction?
Well, because I'm half the man I used to be today.
You had a good time last night, and that's all that matters. Yeah. You'll remember those memories for years to come.
Not sure.
Probably not. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Don't forget to email us because we feel left out and lonely when you don't.
See you next week.
Bye.
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 What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.